Hi, beautiful souls. Welcome to Humanity Feels. I'm your host, Yasmin Elzamore. This is a space where healing and conscious conversations happen, and where controversy meets compassion. Join me on this journey as I dive into the underworld of relationships, sex, spirituality, mental health, and all the things that make us human. You'll also hear stories and practical advice from some of the most powerful coaches, leaders, truth seekers, and spiritual entrepreneurs in the game. With every episode, my mission is to empower you, help you shatter limitations that don't serve you, and inspire you to evolve and expand your mind. So, let's heal, break patterns, shift paradigms, challenge the status quo, and rise together. Hello, my loves. Oh my goodness, I'm back after like 4 months of being MIA. I can't believe it, guys. It's literally been 4 months. Craziness, man. Time flies. But first things first, happy actual new year, you guys. Because the new year does not actually start in January. And that's why I decided to take an intentional break and just go inwards and be with myself and, you know, be in self-reflection mode. I mean, who am I kidding? I'm always in self-reflection mode, but I definitely went inward these past few months, you guys, and I felt like I needed it, you know, I really felt like I needed it because last year was a crazy year for me. So, I hope you guys have been doing well. I am back. Truth be told, you guys, I probably am going to ease my way back into the podcast. I'm probably not going to be posting episodes weekly, only because I have so many other things going on right now. And I, got a lot of projects that I'm putting my energy into still. So, yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that that might be a thing. I won't be doing weekly stuff, but I'm still going to be putting out content with my amazing guests and my solo episodes. So you are going to be seeing content. It's just not going to be as consistent as it was. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you guys for understanding as well as I, you know, ease my way back in. But yeah, guys, other than that, I hope everyone's been doing well. What have I been doing? I've been reflecting a lot. I've been reflecting so much. I've been in a very different headspace. I turned 30 in February, so I've been kind of reflecting on that a lot, you guys, just easing my way into my 30s and being grateful for all the lessons and all the things that I've learned in my 20s, right? Because my 20s were definitely not a fun time, let me tell you. People always say, yeah, 20s are fun because you're exploring and, you know, you're young and you're in your prime. And while that might be true to a certain extent, yes, you are exploring yourself in your 20s and you are in your physical prime to a certain extent, but I'm really happy that I'm 30 now. I definitely did not have a fun time in my 20s, having gone through these two dark nights of the soul that I experienced and having felt a lot of emotional intensity throughout my 20s and experiencing just, you know, a lot of, I would say, challenge and hardship. A lot of mountains that I had to climb. Hopefully 30s is a little bit lighter on me and not so intense. That'd be nice. But you know, this is just, it's life, right? Like I've explained in other episodes, like we go through challenge and we get tested on certain levels and we climb mountains. And while that might not be fair and it sucks in the moment, but you know, challenging yourself and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and building this level of resilience is amazing, honestly. And I look back at everything I've been through and I'm proud of myself. You know, I'm proud of myself to be in this place where I have so much more self-trust. I have so much more stability. And I'm not talking external stability, I'm talking internal stability. I have a lot more internal stability, emotional stability. I have a stronger mindset. I definitely have become just more grounded overall. I see life through a very grounded lens, which is very refreshing. And it's incredible, like, just how much you can transform and how much you can change and shift. And you, if you allow yourself to do this, right? Because sometimes we don't allow ourselves to do this. Sometimes we stay very close-minded. And if we don't want to learn, if we don't want to grow, then we won't, right? We'll stay in the same place. Like, that's how it is. You gotta push yourself out of your comfort zone if you want to expand, if you want to be different, if you want to succeed. So, yeah, or just if you want to be a healthier human being overall, right? Those are some things that I've been thinking about a lot lately, you guys, and just being happy with where I'm at and, you know, how far I've come on the journey. And there's no perfection, right? We never get to a place where we're perfect, but we do get to a place where we're more accepting of who we are and what we have to offer to the world, right? Definitely got to that point. And it's been quite a journey, especially for someone who has a very perfectionist mindset. I see life through that lens sometimes, and it's become very exhausting. But I've gotten to a point where I'm like, you know what? What I have to offer is good enough. Who I am is good enough, right? I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to show up perfectly. I don't have to be 100% fully healed, right? We never really get to that point. But we also have to remember that we're not broken, right? As we go on this journey of self-development and personal development, self-discovery, we do have to remember that we're not broken and that we don't have to seek anything. We really just have to accept who we are and share that with the world, right? And that's it. That's basically it, right? It doesn't have to be so complicated. So yeah, you guys, I've been in that state. I feel like I've been resting a lot as well, which is amazing. Taking a lot of care of myself, so much care of myself, and just being more mindful, more conscious of where I'm putting my energy and what boundaries I'm setting, right? I'm not overexerting myself anymore, which is wonderful. Like, I literally feel very different. I literally feel very different from who I was just a few months ago, which is crazy to say. But yeah, that's where I'm at. And I just wanted to, you know, update you guys and share, you know, mini reflections with you guys. I love doing that. I feel like there's so much power in sharing your experience. There's so much power in vulnerability and opening up to a level where you feel safe, right? I'm not a fan of being overly vulnerable and, oversharing and feeling like overwhelmed or guilty for sharing certain things, right? But yeah, having a certain level of vulnerability, feeling safe with sharing certain things, I think that's really, really special. And there's so much medicine in that. And I hope that my reflections and my stories and my feelings and all these things can help you guys evolve and grow and also see you guys, right? I hope that this is a mirror to your own stuff. And I hope that you guys could see yourself through my experiences as well. Like, that's the number one thing I always hope for when I do these episodes and when I, you know, share with you guys my reflections and all that stuff. So yeah, I appreciate you guys so much for your patience as I took my little hiatus and, you know, disappeared for a bit. I'm back. I will be back, and I will be doing more episodes, obviously, right? Like, that's not going to stop for sure. I definitely have a lot coming, a lot of episodes coming, a lot of content coming, and I'm, like I said before, slowly easing myself back into it. I do have lots of guests that I'm going to be having on, and I will be doing, obviously, more solo reflection episodes. So anyways, with all that being said, I love you guys so much. Thank you for being there. Thank you for always listening. Thank you for your patience once again. And I'll catch you guys on the next episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please share this with someone you love and don't forget to subscribe. If you're interested in working with me, find me on www.yasminelzamore.com and make sure to also follow me on Instagram at @yasminelzamore for some daily inspiration. Love always, humanity feels.